Louis Armstrong, often affectionately known as Satchmo or Pops, was an iconic American jazz musician and one of the most influential figures in the history of jazz music. Born on August 4, 1901, in a rough neighborhood of New Orleans, Louisiana, his life and career would be a testament to the transformative power of music and the indomitable spirit of a talented individual who rose from humble beginnings to become a global musical sensation. Armstrong's childhood was marked by poverty and hardship. He was raised by his grandmother, as his parents separated shortly after his birth. Young Louis found solace in music from an early age, first discovering his talent for singing in the church choir. But it was when he was gifted a cornet at the age of 11 that his true musical journey began. As a teenager, Armstrong got into trouble and was sent to the Colored Waifs Home for Boys, a reform school where music once again became his salvation. There, he learned to play the cornet under the guidance of Peter Davis, the institution's music director. Armstrong honed his skills during his time at the home and emerged as a budding musician, laying the foundation for what would be a legendary career. After leaving the reform school, Armstrong joined local bands, including the Tuxedo Brass Band and the Kid Ory Band. His exceptional talent on the cornet and unique improvisational style quickly earned him recognition among his peers. In the early 1920s, he moved to Chicago, where he joined King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band, a move that proved to be transformative for his career. Armstrong's groundbreaking recordings with Oliver's band, including the influential Dippermouth Blues, showcased his technical prowess and innovative approach to jazz improvisation. His distinctive gravelly voice and charismatic stage presence also became defining elements of his musical persona. In 1924, Armstrong made a pivotal decision to join Fletcher Henderson's orchestra in New York City, one of the most renowned African-American bands of the time. This marked his entry into the bustling jazz scene of Harlem, and it allowed him to develop his skills as a soloist and composer further. His time with Henderson's band elevated his status as a sought-after musician and laid the groundwork for his future success as a bandleader. However, it was during the 1920s and 1930s that Armstrong truly came into his own as a bandleader and innovator. Forming his own groups, like the Hot Five and the Hot Seven, he recorded a series of groundbreaking records that revolutionized jazz and set the standards for the genre. Classics like West End Blues, Potato Head Blues, and Weatherbird exemplified Armstrong's genius in combining intricate melodic lines with expressive improvisation. Armstrong's musical journey was not limited to the United States. He became an international ambassador for jazz, touring Europe and other parts of the world. His performances in countries like England, France, and Belgium brought jazz to new audiences and cemented his status as a global icon. As an African-American musician in a racially segregated era, Armstrong faced discrimination and challenges throughout his career, but he used his influence to speak out against racism, notably criticizing President Dwight D. Eisenhower for his handling of the Little Rock Nine crisis in 1957. Beyond his accomplishments as a musician, Armstrong was a charismatic and beloved figure known for his infectious smile and warm personality. He had an enormous impact on pop culture, appearing in films, television shows, and even writing several books about his life and experiences. Throughout the 1950s and 1960s, Armstrong continued to perform and record, even as health issues began to take a toll on his body. In 1971, he passed away on July 6th, leaving behind a rich musical legacy that continues to inspire generations of musicians and music enthusiasts. Louis Armstrong's influence on jazz and popular music cannot be overstated. He played a pivotal role in shaping the development of jazz as an art form and is remembered as one of the greatest trumpet players and jazz vocalists of all time. His music transcends generations, and his impact on American culture and the world at large remains timeless. Louis Armstrong's life and music continue to be celebrated and revered, a testament to the enduring power of his musical legacy.